this is on the 10th.
Rachel Majorano interviewing Marion Rose, May 16th, 1985. And we're going to talk about Lake Gale. What was the reaction of the town when they said that they'd...
Well, of course, we live in the upper park, you know, about 3 miles from the center of town.
Uh-huh.
And it really involved us more than did the rest of the town,
yeah.
You know, by moving and all that. We just didn't want to move.
Yeah. So what did you have to? They forced you?
Oh, you have to. I mean, if you didn't sell, they condemn you, you know. You have to.
They
have to. Oh, yeah. They take it.
Did they pay you to move or anything? Or did
not too high. We didn't think.
Yeah. I wouldn't
no,
either.
No, no. And so what happened, let's see, one family moved up to Bandon, Connecticut. I think one moved down to Guilford. And two down to Brampton, but our whole family stayed in town.
Did you scatter them? Like you're here and then your brother's down in North Street?
And they built houses. My brother and my sister,
uh-huh.
up where my brother lives now, there was another house there, and we moved there. They had to do it over across and
yeah.
all that. And then my brother built a house, and then my sister and her husband built one right near there.
Yeah.
So that's where we moved, you know.
That's great that you saved the town.
Right up on North Street.
Yeah, I've seen that. I went there one day on my bike.
Yeah.
So everyone was pretty mad about it then, when they first opened
Well, them. I think most of them were.
Yeah.
And then there was some Polish families that I don't know where they did go. They lived in some of these. Yeah.
So how many do you know about how many families it was altogether?
I...
were evicted?
Yeah. Of course, it's all these.
Yeah.
That's
but
I think
there's
two more. Because there's some on the hill section too.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take a look. Look at
the quite a few
there.
Yeah. Know. Oh, yeah.
I thought that big lake. I saw it for the first time. It's huge. This is great.
Because they had to cut off a lot of woodland and do all that, you know,
yeah.
before they...
How long did it take to build it?
Yeah. Oh, maybe years.
Yeah. It's funny because now if you look at it, it looks like it's just been there forever. It doesn't look like
I know.
At all. It's weird.
No, it's
is this a...
This is the beginning, quite a little of it. This is the setup they had when they were building.
Yeah.
They had all these little buildings where the men stayed and so forth.
How
know.
Long have you kept the scrapbook?
Oh, I
think
quite a while.
Yeah. That's amazing. Huh. That's great.
And then, of course, they built a tunnel, you know, through from North Cuban.
Oh, wow.
So they have that water.
And it goes under the lake?
Mm-hmm. Into the lake.
That's how
the upper part there. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So did you go up there a lot and watch what they were doing? Or?
Oh, yes. I used to wheel my daughter across here on the walk when we got it done afterwards.
Yeah. How about the quarry? Was that around the same time that they put the quarry in, or was that...
That was before.
Oh,
yeah, the quarry.
Yeah, that's what probably everybody
wants. Because I went to visit up there in the quarry and watched them crush a whole carload of stone, you know.
Yeah.
And we had to stand there and build them like this, you know.
And they're still black.
That was
wow.
in 1914, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, can I ask when you were born? You blind or?
No, I was born in 1987.
Oh, really?
I mean, 1887. I got it wrong way.
Wow. So you know just about everything about this town. There is.
Yeah, I've been here 87 years.
Wow. So where did you live before you lived here?
Well, I lived up with my parents before
oh,
I lived
so,
here.
Oh.
I've lived here 54 years.
You see everything that goes on.
This is my husband's home.
Oh, yeah.
Originally.
Your husband, he must be related to... I was reading through the history book, North American history book. And it seems like everyone in there is related to the Roses. Everyone. It's amazing. Was he related to the first guy, the Captain Rose? Did you ever read the history? It's written by Mr. Miller.
Oh, yes, I have that.
You have that? Yeah, that's
oh,
a good book.
It.
I was reading it, and they said that they think the person who first charted it with his last name is Rose.
Yeah.
Probably related.
Oh, yes, I think so.
Definitely.
A lot of the Roses weren't related, though.
No?
But
yeah.
not on mine.
Kind of probably, yeah.
Of course, they may be way back. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that is too far. Oh, I have a lot of other stuff. Your brother said to ask you about the tercentenary parade and celebration.
Yes, I have the picture.
Did you have a lot of that in here?
Right here.
I've never even heard about that until now. Oh, wow. This is huge.
My daughter rode in there. It's covered wagon.
That's neat. And the Indians are right there?
Oh, yeah.
So this is like the whole town got into this?
Yes, they had a big pageant. This is the picture. The crowd that was in. I was in there, too.
How old were you about when they did this?
Oh, well, this was back in the 35.
Mm. They were just in the
Wow.
That's neat.
I think there's another picture of it. Yes, there's one.
He could probably publish his scrapbook. Great. What was this before it burned?
That was a snow place up on Sea Hill Road.
How did it burn?
I believe they were burning papers in the fireplace or something, and it caught on the roof.
Ah, messed up the man.
My two uncles and aunts were living there then. My grandparents had gone, but
so. So you, you were the attendant? You could take everyone. Wow. How about when you went to school? Where did you go?
You mean how early in life?
Yeah, yeah.
I went to Beach Corner School up here first. That was my first.
Where was that? Was that near where you lived? Or?
Oh, yes. Well, we had to walk across the school.
How long did it take you?
Oh, how far did we live? Probably a mile or more.
Wow. Walk all day.
Like it got bad weather, we didn't.
Oh, no? How
no,
did it
well,
didn't go? Or?
Parents took us.
Oh, how? Where'd you go?
We had a horse and wagon.
Horse and wagon?
Oh, sure.
That's so neat. It's supposed to be so weird for you to see everything now. Horse and wagon?
I know.
How about, did you go to New Haven and stuff like that? For big events and stuff?
Well, the only way to go there would be to drive a horse and then maybe go into... Oh, they had trolleys then, maybe.
Yeah.
I guess they did.
They did the
and then they could take it into the city, you know. Something like that.
Wow. What did you do, for social life? Did you, when you were in high school? Did you go to high school?
Oh, yes. I went to Guilford High School.
Oh, did you go there? Really? They didn't have, that's right, they didn't have no forever until 1960.
Oh, no. I went to Guilford.
How did you get there?
My trolley car.
Trolley car. Wow.
But I had to get down to the trolley, because that was where the trolley station was where we... now we have firehouse up
there.
Oh,
yeah.
So
you had to walk there, or did you get...
Well, usually, of course, we had to leave house about 7 o'clock in the morning.
How did we wake up for 7?
Very often, my mother drove us down. She had a horse and wagon those days.
Wow.
And then it got so that my cousin, some of them, drove down, and they'd leave the horse with sheds there, so they could. And... then we come home. But many a time I walked home. It's 3 miles to walk home.
3 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Awful. Was it worth it?
Then they had homework to do.
Ah. Did they give you a lot of work to do then?
We always had quite a little.
Yeah. How about to do for social work? What did you do?
Well, we couldn't go into any of the activities much down there because, of course, we didn't really have time.
That's true.
You
it
know.
It takes long to get down there.
No, we couldn't.
Did they have it? Because, now we still have nothing to do in the town.
But it's a small high school anyway.
Really? It's not that small anymore.
They put them in one room, I think when I first was a freshman, I think it was about 80 pupils.
In the whole school?
Sure. And then they had recitation rooms,
wow.
Where they had classes. But otherwise, it was all one room.
That's incredible. How about grammar school? Was that one room too?
Yes.
Grammar school, that's the one that the beach, what were you called?
Well, I went to Beach Corner
beach
first,
corner.
And then we consolidated, and we had to go down to the center. That's what the old town hall is, you know.
That was the school?
Where the elderly met.
Yeah,
yeah, that
was
the school.
Yeah. How many people went there?
And, we had quite a crowd. I have some pictures here somewhere, I think. They'll do those. I don't know what I did.
Oh, your class?
This is Beach Corner School.
Oh,
right,
that's great. Oh, I love it. Which one are you?
Right there.
You're adorable.
This is made
great.
Up of most of our family.
Yeah, she looks like Sarah.
That's a school teacher.
She looks like Sarah. That's funny. Wow, that is a small class. How old? What was the age range? They don't look like they're around the same age. This will look
Well, of course, when we went to school, they weren't really graded, you know. They were classes, but I mean, the teacher had all this whole variety of ages.
How did she teach everyone? Because she looks like she's around four, and she looks like she's about 15.
Well, of course she was a good girl.
Yeah. So did you all, you just, she did all of you individually? Or did she teach like a group of people the same
thing? Oh, she had individual, I think, more or less.
Yeah.
I think they did, but they didn't have them graded, not in those days.
Yeah. So you just learned, and you just learned for the sake of learning. You didn't learn for grades. That's great. Look at you, you're all dressed up too. You dressed up like that every day for school?
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
And this is the center school when I went there.
Oh, the town hall. Oh, a little bit bigger.
Now that's me there.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That's great. Looks like there's around, 25 there? Maybe even a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them there, they're getting kind of older there, too. A lot of older kids. And this little guy in the front.
There's quite a variety there.
Yeah, definitely. I can't imagine them, you know, teaching all these different ages at once. It's hard enough we're all the same age and we're practically the same ability in our classes and we have a hard time.
Mm-hmm. Now, and this is my high school class, and how many folks graduated?
This year? Or every year,
The year I went. 1916.
80 people in the school, I don't know. Probably, I mean, our graduating class has 170. How many is there? 10? Is it even 10? 11.
Well, they didn't all graduate.
They didn't even all graduate. Who graduated?
There were only 8 of us.
Oh, wow. This is some ceremony. That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. 4 guys. They must have loved that. That's great. Do any of these people, are any of them still living around here? Do you know?
Well, this one's gone.
Yeah.
And that one. And that one. She didn't graduate. And he's gone, and he didn't graduate either.
Huh.
And I don't know about him, because he moved away. Last I knew, she was in New Haven.
Ah.
And she was out in, I think it was Kansas.
Wow.
And there was another boy, but he's not here.
Huh. So you must have been like one of the rare few who went to high school, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know why 10 people went. Wow. That's incredible. So you just spent your life with these 11 people about a year. That's so neat. Wow. Was it like, I mean, it couldn't have been. I was going to ask you about the difference between North Branford and Norford, but there probably wasn't even one at all.
Well, of course, I never knew too much about Norford.
No, because you didn't, because now we go to school from the high school.
Yeah,
you probably know. Mm-hmm.
Of course, my children had to go to Hill House.
They went to Hill House?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What year was that? Was that like in the 19 probably?
19, I think they graduated, I guess it was 1949.
They still have to go to
Hill
House? That's incredible. How big
is that? They went to junior high in Fairhaven.
Yeah, that's
amazing. That's the way they do, you know, and then they go on to the... Because we had it a choice of either going to East Haven or to Hill House.
And
so we dropped. Well, that's probably just as easy.
Yeah.
And there again, we had to get them up to the center to go in.
To get in? Had to have buses
then? That's
in?
Right then, yes.
They had buses then?
Yes, I think they did that. Yes,
that's
they
true.
Did. But no buses down here.
No.
I don't, and all the time that my children went to school, I think it was only 1 year that the bus picked them up. We had to get them up there.
Every morning you had to wake up at them?
We had to get them up, because we had cows in, and we had milking to do and all that.
Yeah,
so
to the farm?
Sort of a chore in the morning.
Yeah, definitely a chore in the morning.
Yes, that's
right. Wow. What was it like during the Depression? Because you must have had kids then.
Mm.
Is it, because I mean, you hear about it in the rest of the country, and you know, all little Hoovervilles, but it doesn't seem like North Carolina was really affected that badly.
Well, of course, we were on getting some things to eat like that.
Yeah, some
supplies to use, like sugar and flour and all those things.
So a lot of people lose their jobs.
You only get so much.
Yeah.
Where you had a big family and where you did all your own cooking, which he always did.
Yeah.
I was used to that. Was 8 in our family anyway. 8 mm-hmm. children. 4 boys, 4 girls.
That's huge.
So.
Oh my God. Do they all live out there now?
Well, they're gone, quite a few of them.
Oh,
there's only 3 of us left.
Yeah.
I have a sister in there, out in North Haven.
Uh-huh.
And
you
my
lot?
Brother, myself, yeah.
Wow. Are they all living in there now?
They all lived there, more or less.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is incredible. Just about the fact that all the changes
they're
gone through and everything.
They're a very close family, they really were.
Yeah. Like, were any of them in the war? In World War One or World War Two?
They didn't go.
Oh, no.
You know, on the farm.
Oh, that's true. They didn't go. Yeah. So I guess a lot of people from around here went there, right?
I had niece and nephew and like that that went.
Yeah.
But they, of course, lived different.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, when I was growing up, when I was little, we never had any conveniences at all.
No bathroom. You didn't have a bathroom?
No.
Oh, what did you do? Outhouses?
Oh, sure.
This is so weird. I mean, I read about this stuff in history books, but I don't know about it in real life.
Well, it was necessary.
Wow. Do you remember, like...
The only water we had in the house was... They had cisterns in those days. You know what those are?
No.
Well, you had eaves on the house, and they did this big hole, and it's all cemented around, you know, like a great big round.
Yeah, it's a bowl.
And then when it rains, the water goes in there, and then you have that water to use to... Not to drink.
Water?
No, you couldn't drink it. But it was all right to wash with and do a lot of things with.
What did you do for drinking water?
We had wells.
Oh, you did have wells?
Oh, yes.
So you have, that's good. That's,
and of course, we always had to put up our own ice.
Yeah, how did you do that?
We had an ice house.
Oh, you had an ice house?
And then when the pond got frozen over enough and the ice was thick enough, they would go on to it and cut it and store it up in this ice house.
That's
pack
amazing.
It in sawdust and so forth.
Wow. So incredible. Where'd you get your food and stuff? Like, was there supermarkets and stuff like that
around? Oh, yes. And we used to buy things that, we'd buy like a barrel of flour.
Mm-hmm.
And it fit 100 pounds of sugar at once and things like that.
Wow. That's amazing. Did you have, like, so you had a farm sort of?
Oh, yeah, we had farm cows and, you know, made our own butter and
so, you had,
so far. Yeah.
You had milk and everything like that?
The churning was quite a chore.
Yeah?
I remember my sister and I used to do it quite a bit. So one day she says, "It's your turn to churn." I said, "Well, I'm not going to do it because I got 2 cents." That's all I
had. Good. Oh, my God. Your brother asked my friend to tell me to tell you, to ask you how you met your husband.
Oh, I met my husband at Grange.
You really?
Yeah.
That's neat. How did you?
I went to, this last Tuesday night, I went and got my 65th, seal that they give.
65th?
Yeah.
You definitely are the oldest number they've ever had, probably.
I think I'm the oldest number in Totoket, maybe.
Yeah.
Because some of them have come in, they may have gone to Grange longer, but not in the same Grange.
Yeah.
You know, they might have left there and rejoined like that.
So you met your husband there?
Mm-hmm.
Neat. That's funny. How long were you married?
Nearly 50 years, it would have been. Castle. He's been gone now 10 years.
Mm-hmm. What does he do? Is he a farmer?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have cows here.
So that's how you made your living? Farming?
And of course, he always raised quite a lot of vegetables. We had chickens and all those kind of things. Which kept you busy.
Yeah, definitely.
And now, of course, we didn't have like they have now, like TV and radio and all that. We didn't have anything like that.
When you did?
We really worked.
You just work all the time?
Most of the time.
I can't imagine it.
Of course, when it was berry time, we used to walk for some distance to go pick strawberries.
And
we started in when we first picked strawberries, we got 2 cents a quart.
That's it?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Was it worth it? How much, I mean, did you make any
money? Oh, we made money because money went a long way in that
day. That's true, yeah.
You know.
What did stuff cost? Like, it's so expensive now. Like a quart of milk, you probably didn't buy a quart of milk.
No.
You don't know.
But goodness, and we used to get up just about daylight and walk to this place. And it was on Sea Hill Road where we first started to pick strawberries. And I know very often we'd take a sandwich or something for breakfast.
You'd eat breakfast and walk there?
And of course the grass and everything was soaking wet, and we were definitely wet, but by the time the sun was out, we dried off again.
Wow. And that's what you did, like, all day, you picked stuff?
Mm-hmm. Well, not all day. We usually worked till around 12 or so. By the time we got home, it was pretty near 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know.
That's
lunch. But yeah. I know afternoons we never had to do very much because just my mother decided we was tired enough for that.
That's good. Wouldn't say we to do this, take naps and stuff.
And then they had quite a big garden we always did.
Mm-hmm.
I remember picking peas, 25 cents a bushel. That's a job.
I can't imagine making a living on this. A bushel of peas
for a quarter?
Wow.
I wouldn't do it for a quarter.
No way. I wouldn't do it for $10 now. That's incredible.
Because that's kind of self-processing.
Yeah.
It really is.
They
get you in the back.
I can imagine. So, and then you go back into the business. Is this yours over here, the orchard?
Yeah, that's my son and grandson and daughter-in-law. Oh, yeah.
You're doing pretty well with it, I can tell.
Yeah.
I mean, your pies are tons better than both of
them. Plus, we're beginners, really,
yeah.
You know. I mean, they've been going for years,
yeah.
You know. So
you're doing great, though. Who bakes all the pies? So?
Yes. My daughter-in-law bakes there.
They're great. We're talking about their pie.
I go over every morning and help set up things.
Yeah.
And they have to put them in the cooler at night,
yeah.
You know, vegetables and things like that.
Yeah.
And I like it.
It
gives you something to do.
Yeah. So
and then you see the family more, too, you know.
Sure. It's your whole family, really.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, of course, they have to hire help, too.
Yeah. Is there anything, one thing you really have to tell me about? Because I'd love to hear anything. This is so interesting. Incredible. Maybe that's about what you remember when you were my age or something.
Well, at your age, as I say, we
spent most of the time going to school.
In summer, we really worked, you know.
Yeah.
We did housework, always. My mother had arthritis badly, and she was in a wheelchair 25 years.
Oh,
she couldn't walk, you
know. Take care of her?
But she did things with her hands, because she had time when she could. And so we always had to do things.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt us, I don't think.
You didn't feel like you were being
rushing
or anything?
We just took for granted that was what we should do.
That's funny. It must be so strange for you, because I take for granted not doing anything. I mean, I go to work and I work on meetings and stuff, but I do minimal housework. And I mean, if my mother told me to go out and weed the yard, I'd probably be mad at her. And you go out there and you pick a bushel of peas. Incredible.
Because we did a lot of canning, too, no? Freeze things.
Yeah.
That was a job.
That's it, yeah. Did you have to cook everything?
Oh, yes, she did. Get it ready and then.
Is it for the winter?
Yeah. We used to do a lot of that.
Like, would you do like preserves and stuff like that? And jam?
Oh, yes, and fruit, you know.
Yeah.
All kinds of things.
That's cool. I can't believe you remember all this either.
I'm glad that I've lived all these years to see the changes.
Yeah.
From the time when I first met my husband and all, I had oxen.
I've never seen an oxen in my life.
You never did like that.
It's amazing.
Well, anyway, they're slow moving, you know.
Yeah, but for you it must seem, a lot of stuff happened in my life kind of from 18.
And cost to think now, cost oxen and horses doing all the farm work and all like that. They were slow too.
Yeah.
But they were faster than oxen.
That's true.
And then now you're tractors.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And all the machines.
And just think way back, from oxen days and now they go to the moon.
Yeah. And we're the moon.
And of course we always cook with wood. Wood, we burnt wood in the stove. And I know finally we had a kerosene stove and it had an oven to it.
Yeah.
We could bake bread in that and things, quite a few things you could do with that.
Yeah.
And I know. And now microwave ovens.
Yeah.
I don't know what
will be next. Even if you look, it took you I don't know how long it took you to get to New Haven when you were younger.
Oh, yeah.
And now if you want to go to California,
that was
it
a day's trip,
hours.
You know.
A day's trip? Did you ever go?
Oh, yes, once in a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can just hop on a plane, go to China, get there in a day.
We have been on a plane. I've been to Tennessee twice.
Yeah.
Well, I have a nephew down there.
Yeah.
I went down once. We stayed 2 weeks, my sister and I, and another time 1 week. And it comes around a lot, so that was nice.
Yeah.
Right? I never did travel much because of the cows, you can't.
Exactly.
They gotta be milked.
Right.
Twice a day, moss, you know. You can't take a day off, you know.
Yeah.
You got to do it that's every day in the year.
So were most people farmers? Or were there, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people worked in the quarry.
Well, some of them were in the lumber business quite yet. My uncle was.
Yeah. That's what your brother was doing, you think?
Well, my father had some timber that he did quite a bit.
Yeah.
He did. In the earlier days, you know, when I was younger.
Yeah.
And they'd go up on the, as we call it, the mountain, and cut the spiles or whatever it was, and load them, take them into New Haven. And they'd go across early in the morning, they'd get back around 11, 12 at night.
Wow.
It's a long trip. They had horses, you see.
Yeah.
So it's very
good. It's so much like a history book. I mean, you always read about this stuff, but you lived it. Like, just in 1920s.
I think what you missed.
I know, I'm kind of upset now.
You missed
it.
Wow.
Yeah, it would be kind of fun.
I think so.
Yeah. What do you think now about everything, like with the condominiums coming in here?
I don't know about that.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I've only
down below here, look how it's good.
Oh, I hate it. Awful. Over there with all the factories, it's awful. Because I live down on Valley Road, down like about a half mile from. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, even down there, the houses, like, we have 2 houses going across the street now.
Oh, you do?
And I hate it. Even this little bit of change. Driving me crazy. You went through 90 whatever years of it. Amazing. How about, like in the 1920s, like the war, when there was prohibition and everything? This probably had no effect on the town, really.
Yeah.
No. Because it wasn't like a city.
Wherever you're driving. No. But plus things have changed, I don't know. No. Life's different.
Completely. When you're doing some
the way we used to dress.
Yeah, how did
we walk home?
Yeah. I know.
Oh,
if you go out now, like, do you ever go to New Haven, like, around now? Do some of the people wear? Oh, I don't know if we call it clothing.
I know it. I don't know, I think maybe my mother would be shocked.
Yeah, sometimes you're not shocked. I'm shocked sometimes. Yeah. So is there anything else you need? Like,
we used to wear high shoes, you know, with buttoned up the side like this.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you had to keep warm.
Long stockings, you know, and everything.
Yeah. The weather was different, wasn't it? It got colder, but the winters were colder.
Well, we used to have an autumn. It seems like we had more snow back then, but I don't know if we did.
Yeah,
probably the spells we did.
Yeah.
But the roads weren't like they are now.
No?
Oh, the roads were awful.
What were they? I mean, look at that now.
And in the spring of the year, they were just mud.
Oh, they're all dirt?
Everything? Yeah, they were. Oh, yes.
Not even cobblestone?
No, they were very good roads then.
I keep forgetting. Yeah, everybody
was
everything. Cars and everything. No cars.
Yeah, it's quite an improvement on the roads everywhere.
Yeah, it's good in 95 or something, a little highway. Can't take horses out there anymore. It must be hard for you now, not having a farm. You must kind of wonder what to do.
Well, of course, we've got a lot of land here, but
yeah,
we have all the peach orchards and the apple orchards.
You have peaches? I made peaches.
Oh, yeah.
Way in the back?
This orchard over here is all peaches.
What about that?
Yeah, it goes down to the road.
I thought those were apples.
No, the apples
it's the same
are that one.
Yeah.
And then there's some down back. Called Pressera leaves too.
Yeah.
Some more down there. They aren't very big trees yet, but they're growing.
So you haven't had these ever since?
No.
Back then? No, you didn't know?
No, they've been since my son's father went.
Yeah.
They've all been set out and everything since then. There's a lot of work to that because they do carpenter work a lot too.
Yeah.
And,
They keep
busy. Yeah.
They
work evenings a lot.
Yeah.
Spraying when the wind don't blow and so forth.
Are they keeping it open all year round?
Mm-hmm.
Really? What are they going to do in the winter? Because I went here all through the fall. We got apples and stuff, but I didn't even kept it open there.
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
We opened at strawberry time last year. We were open steady.
Yeah. You looked definitely. Is there anything else you
want to say? I picked strawberries. I don't know. Probably do it this year.
Yeah, you pick them? You call them pickle?
Well, I picked them before.
I think you deserve a rest. You should probably stay home and let them do it. You've been doing it for quite a few years. So any of your friends?
We have fun picking strawberries, you know, with the kids.
Yeah? The little ones?
Well, not too many little ones, but the other ones.
Up on Sea Hill? We're up there. Like where?
Yeah, but we have our own now. We have
back here?
For a number of years. We got cats.
We use everything here.
Mm-hmm.
It's good that you can complete your hilltop, too. I don't know what else to ask you. I ran out of questions, but you can tell me anything else. This is just like a history lesson when we done it.
Well, of course, another thing we did in the winter, we used to go skating.
Oh, really? Where?
Well, we had a big swamp, like, that they flooded. It was a lovely pond, too.
Yeah.
And we used to go nights, take our lanterns, and do the fire around here.
That sounds fun. That's neat.
There weren't too many that came, but
mostly
there's the family and our cousins, and there's a few went up from the center.
Yeah.
So we just had a pretty good time, just so.
Yeah, and we didn't need all movies to go to TV. How many people were in the town? Do you remember? About when you were born? Or when you first moved here, actually?
What's that?
About how many, because there was 12,000 in the town now? Do you remember how much?
Oh, this is more than that now.
Is there more than that? There might be a set of
15. Yeah, must be. Oh, yeah, sure. Because it's increased, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How many were there then?
I don't know.
Not too many.
Not too many, I guess.
Probably a couple thousand, if that.
Might be.
Too busy out of Norfolk, so.
Because I never knew so much about Norfolk and them anyway.
Yeah. You really would have no reason to see them.
No.
They were like another town.
Yeah, that's right.
You thought it was high school, if it was like, you would have never existed.
I have always been to church ever since I was big enough to go.
Yeah?
I have no congregation church.
Every?
But or now I haven't gone so much.
Yeah.
I belong to that kind of house.
You get out of lot then. You go to the Grange and you go to the church. And
yeah, we have what we call a Ladies Sewing Society.
You're in that?
Oh, yeah.
I saw the citizen.
I wasn't in that one.
Were you in that picture? No,
I didn't happen to go with this. But I was going then because I wasn't married then either, you know. And some of them was there with his kids, you know. What was that? What year was that? I guess I wasn't sure of what year it was. Somebody was wondering when it was, I think.
Yeah. They were asking, and when they had the picture out, they were asking some of the people if they didn't even know.
They had one of them wrong. Because I know who she was. She lived in the neighborhood right up the road here.
Did you knew it? That's neat. Because when I saw that, I didn't think there'd be anyone around. That's incredible.
So our sewing society has been...
And you're still gone?
It's been going for over 100 years.
Wow. is it every week or every
month? I'm secretary. I've had the job now 19 years.
Wow. That's great to just get together. Give it one more year, make it 20. Wow. You just get together and sew and talk and stuff?
Yeah, once a month. We used to meet twice, but a number of years now we haven't.
Yeah. What do you mean?
And we meet up in the chapel.
Oh, yeah.
And we always get a sandwich and some of the furnishes with coffee, tea, and dessert.
Yeah.
That's the social time too, you know.
Yeah. So you get out a
lot. That makes it pretty nice.
Wow, maybe more than I do. That's great. Do you drive and everything?
No, I never did.
No, I can't imagine.
I'm a
getting used to driving after you do all the horse stuff. How did you stop? Did someone take you down? To the mean someone took you up or something?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I have down below here, down where she's really in Brantford, I guess.
She's
seriously in North Grant, but she moved, and she usually takes me. Then I have someone that takes me at Grange Street, so I go.
Do you still walk a lot?
Oh, yes, I walk. Try to walk every day from the length of our peach orchard and our apple orchard.
Really?
Because it can't grow on the highway.
No, the highway's not.
No, it's not.
Sometimes I run up there, but it's not safe at all. It's
no, I'm supposed to walk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're in great shape.
So?
That's good.
Well, I do all my own work.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
All the housework and everything?
Yeah, I'm walking in the curtains.
You do?
Put them up and down.
Wow. I was your age, I'd be taking it easy. You do it for me. I've been doing it long enough. This is a great house, too. How old is the house?
It was built in 1918.
It's not even old as you are.
Mm.
Wow. Good art.
So.
I can't get over this. I can't imagine being here with the cars go by. But it used to be horses.
I don't know.
Anything you want to finish up with? Or finish?
Yeah.
I feel like turning the button. It's probably here without a nod.
Of course, we used to go on picnics once in a while, but they would usually use a church picnic or just a family picnic.
Mm.
Some of our uncles and aunts and cousins would get together and go down Leech Island, they'd dig clams and cook them there. That was always a nice.
And Grandpa's done that? Take horses and stuff again?
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah, take horses everywhere, yeah.
I guess finally, we used to go, I guess sometimes, when we had our automobiles, you know.
Yeah.
But way back. We used to have horses, because I know we had a Sunday school picnic down the shore somewhere. I can see them now, horses tied to fence posts or something.
That's so neat. So you took them everywhere, to the store, to the school.
We used to drive down there, too. I know we had a double, what are called a sari.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's like two seats, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The back and then the top.
One of the first ones? Do you remember seeing the first car going by or anything? The first car you ever saw? Do you remember that, or?
I don't remember the first car, but I remember the first radio.
Oh, yeah?
I was down to Guilford visiting a friend. It must have been around. I can't think now whether it's before 1916 or whether it was after. Because I always was friendly with this. She was in my class in high school.
Uh huh.
And we used to go down sometimes, spend the day with her. And while I was there, her husband and a friend of his were fussing with this or something out in the kitchen. Anyway, it was when the World Series was on.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's the first I heard was a little of that.
Something so weird.
You had to have these things cracked over your ears,
oh,
you
like,
know.
Like the
earphones?
Yeah.
Yes. That's what they had to have.
Wow.
But then it wasn't too long after that when my uncle made one for my mother.
Made one?
Yeah, he made it. I don't know how he did it, but he did. And
wow.
It worked too.
Yeah?
You got stationary. But you had to have earphones for that.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
That must have been so strange for you to turn the box on and
have
to come out of it.
Now what do you get?
Yeah. Catch your TV. Oh. Great. So she was married? How young did people get married?
How young was
yeah.
I didn't get married young.
You didn't?
No. I was 29?
Oh, that's about average now. How old did they most people get married? Like real young? Or?
Well, the grandchildren, they've been in their 20s.
Yeah. But it wasn't like when you were young, real young, did people get
married? Well, some of them did. I think I had, is it my mother or my aunt? When I'm 18.
18? Yeah, I think so. Well, I can't imagine getting married. That's tremendous. Wow. This is so great.
First we had a small building.
Uh huh.
Then they built one that you walk up the stand, you could stand around up on top.
Uh-huh.
I've got a picture of both of them somewhere.
Neat. So what did you do? Just call them in and you see them?
Yeah, when you see one.
Wow.
You go up for so many hours, you know.
With a volunteer?
Yeah.
Wow. So what one was that? World War
I? No, that's a different year than that. I don't know.
Mrs. Brown did the same thing about that, about how you have the palms.
I thought I saw a picture in the same place.
Okay.
I did know about it. Probably get the wrong book.
Those are all scrapbooks?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're all.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. That's the first house.
Oh,
42.
Wow.
42.
Lots of airplanes.
42.
Was that was right out here?
This is 42.
Got a little bit bigger.
This is Brantford Road. Look at it now.
That's Brantford Road?
They're right up where this was.
There's nothing on it.
it's up near where the elderly.
Oh, the elderly housing?
Yeah.
That's up there. But look at, there's nothing there.
No.
It's a field. Oh, incredible. Wow. So what, you just stood up in the town watching
it? Yes, sir. Or you could have out in the window, stormy day, you know.
Yeah.
They had a stove in there.
You just sat around and looked up in the sky for a while? Did you ever see anything?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
That's my daughter's daughter. That was my husband.
That's out in the orchard?
I think I got a picture.
They took the whole thing. What did they do with it? Did they rebuild it somewhere else?
I don't think so.
They just took it down?
They made, I don't know, they took
waste.
And it was inside out, shaped in that.
That's a beautiful house. So now this is like the lake is all over this?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's so weird. I can't imagine there being any town there. The lake is.
See, the road went right through here, but now it don't. It goes off this way. There's a bank that went up from foot to house.
Yeah.
And so the road goes along there.
And so everything's underwater now.
Yeah.
They don't let you back there at all.
Well, we went there once. We won the head one at the water company.
Yeah.
And walked along the edge of that where this barn is. The water is real low, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't been, that's the only time, right?
But yeah, now they have all the fences up and this just water company property.
This is our Harrison reunion.
That's your family? You have a huge family. Wow.
This is my mother.
Oh, look at her growing. That's incredible. How many people are in this family? You have 70 there.
They're Harrisons. They're like my father's brothers.
Yeah.
Family, you know.
They're still around here.
And they're families. And we used to meet once a year.
Wow.
For a reunion, but they finally gave it up. And so many of them.
Bad.
And the younger people didn't.
Yeah, it looks like this is the same people here.
They were interested.
Yeah? Oh, I'd love to. I've never had a meeting before.
Yeah, we've never had a meeting before.
That's great. Wow. This is the neatest thing. Do you have any more, like, pictures and stuff? Of anything? Come back to us? That scrapbook is great.
I never know what's in this one. This is when we went to see the
Oh, is your trip?
This is good. He's a funny old fellow in there. He had a lot of fun.
Mm.
He was one of the houses that always built.
Yeah. They built them?
Mm.
They build houses now?
Oh, yes, they do.
Huh. I thought that was all they built, was the barn.
Oh, no. They're building houses now. They're building a big barn up in Knoxville for
two. Wow. How about, is this yours?
3 years ago we had pigs.
Pigs.
We had a plenty, too.
Look at that.
Apple trees.
Yeah. This is Milton.
This is Shannon.
Oh, she's so cute. She's good.